Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Coming to Psalm 50, we're considering the first psalm linked with Asaph. There are 11 others, all together in Book 3, Psalms 73 to 83. Asaph was one of three chief musicians. It's a wonderful privilege to lead God's people in praising the Lord. However, the Psalms not only encourage but exhort, and this is one of those. Section 1, verses 1 to 6, is the court scene. Quote, "He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth," verse 4, as witnesses. His people are in the dock. Quote, "Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice," verse 5, and, quote, "God himself is judge," verse 6. Section 2, verses 7 to 21, are the charges. There are two. One addresses the faithful, verses 7 to 15, clarifying misunderstandings about the sacrifices. God says, "Don't misunderstand. I appreciate your offerings, but they aren't for me, they're for you. I don't feed on your peace offerings. In fact, they aren't from you, but from me," verses 9 to 11. "I appreciate your thanks and vows," verse 14, "but you need me, not the other way around." Quote, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me," verse 15. The other charge confronts the wicked, verses 16 to 21, exposing their hypocrisy about the scriptures. "There is a gaping gulf between your talk and your walk," says God. "My silence is not my approval." It's time to, quote, "set them in order before your eyes," verse 21. Section 3, verses 22 and 23, presents the conclusions, one for each group. The word to the wicked is shocking. Quote, "Consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver," verse 22. "If you despise the only deliverer, what hope is there?" None. "But those who delight in him enjoy his full salvation. This is God's desire for us today." Quote, "Whoever offers praise glorifies me." Verse 23.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.